Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Modern Money Smart Pod. I'm your host, Sean McMahon, and spring is here. So that's the glorious time of year when leaders from the far corners of the clear derivatives industry gather in Florida for the International Futures Industry Conference, a.k.a. BOCA. And for the third year in a row, this podcast is going on the road to bring you interviews from some of the leading minds assembled in BOCA. For this first episode, we're kicking things off with the man who's going to spend the next week being the host with the most, Walt Lukin, the president and CEO of the Futures Industry Association. Walt, how are you doing today?
John, I'm doing great and looking forward to a great BOCA this year.
Yeah, it's an exciting event. You've been down there for a number of years now, so I kind of wanted to start off with how have things evolved since you've been running the FIA and leading things down in BOCA?
You know, this is my 12th year at FIA, and it's been an amazing run for us. This actually is our 49th BOCA, if you can believe it. So we're approaching our golden anniversary of BOCA next year. But, you know, it's really, you know, transformed into sort of our Davos for our industry, where the leaders and really the people who want to make deals to meet, you know, the best and the brightest of our industry in one place. You know, it's majorly efficient. People come down, they get to learn some things. They get to meet some competitors. They get to meet potential partners of theirs, all with the idea of how we advance and compete better as an industry. So very much exciting. And BOCA is in some ways the start of our year as an industry.
Yeah. And you mentioned how, you know, folks get to meet some of their competitors. One of my favorite things is that exchange leaders panel, because that can get pretty spicy sometimes. What are you looking forward to the most? What are some of the themes of this year's BOCA that, you know, everyone's going to be talking about?
You know, one of the themes, it's amazing growth story. So I think growth is sort of the top line theme of this year. We have over 130 billion contracts traded on our markets globally last year. That's a record by a large amount. This is actually the first time we've ever even crossed the 100 billion contract mark. So a 64% increase over last year. A lot of that because of new innovations like zero-day options or micro contracts. So a lot of growth happening in our industry. But, you know, part of the theme is, you know, how do we make sure that we're prepared for the growth of the future? And that really gets to modernization. You know, what can we do to make sure the infrastructure, the rules and regulations, everything is ready for this potential growth? So a lot of the theme next week, we'll be talking about, you know, our efforts in building standards for the industry and our DMIST standards body, or tokenization, for example. You know, how do we move and settle trades quicker using blockchain and tokenized collateral? That's an exciting topic people are talking about. U.S. Treasury clearing, you know, that is coming down the pike. How do we as an industry prepare for that? What are going to be the impacts of that $27 trillion market coming into a regulated clearing space, similar to how the futures markets work? So a lot of fun things happening that's going to have the industry buzzing, and competition is alive and well in our industry.
Okay, you talked about some of the other trends and themes you're looking for at this year's BOCA. Anything on the regulatory front that's on your radar?
Well, I think the big one that everybody is talking about is the Basel III, you know, endgame proposal that will raise capital for a variety of activities throughout the banking sector. I think the one specific part of that proposal that impacts our industry deals with the Basel endgame, but also the G-SIB proposal that will raise capital on clearing by 80%. That is troubling. I mean, anything that raises the prices on a business activity by 80% could be existential. So we are in opposition to that. We're trying to educate policymakers. We've gone on to see the Federal Reserve governors about this. And it was nice to hear Chairman Powell talk about his concerns about the impact of the Basel capital proposals on end users and hedgers in our markets. So I think some of the narrative is getting through to the Fed that this is just wrongheaded policy. I mean, if you think about Dodd-Frank, one of the lessons from the financial crisis was getting more things into transparent, predictable clearinghouses where you can manage the risk. And if this is disincentivizing that, that's not good for the economy, not good for the markets. So we think we're making progress there. And this is certainly going to be a topic almost on every panel at BOKE this year.
Want to venture a guess as to what the big theme will be of this year's BOKE? It seems like every year there's at least one or two. I mean, a few years ago, you know, crypto really kind of came in big. And, you know, other years, it's we're talking all about regulation. You mentioned this year, it's a lot of technology. Is that where you think this is going to go the most, or any other themes you're going to keep your eye out for?
I think the one I mentioned, treasury clearing, is a big one. And because, you know, our markets are largely have not been a part of that direct market of cash clearing, which has been more of an SEC regulated space. But because of the efficiencies of trying to combine futures contracts, over-the-counter swaps contracts that are based on treasuries or repos, putting those three things together in a clearinghouse can release enormous amounts of capital back to the marketplace. So there's a lot of discussions about how do we do that better. For example, DTCC already has a cross-margining arrangement with CME. You know, that can be improved through these this treasury clearing that's going to be happening. You have the FMX efforts where they're trying to figure out how do we capture treasury clearing and treasury trading better through the London Clearinghouse. That is really interesting too. And even other institutional players are interested in that space too. So I think people are poking around that, like I said, $27 trillion market to figure out where the opportunities lie. And I think there'll be a lot of discussion around that next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, so it's been a year since we were all at BOKE last year. Are there any key milestones the FIA and the industry has achieved? I know you mentioned the 100 billion contracts milestone, but any other achievements in the last year that you're really kind of proud of?
Well, we put out our first standard from our DMIS standards body. So that is a great first step. So that is how, you know, our markets, putting time limits on how our markets allocate trades. This will make sure that as trades happen, we don't get a backlog of trades when there are high volume days. And that's really important. And we're starting to figure out how do we implement that, you know, globally. I think we're going to be trying to get into several more standards through our DMIST efforts, again, to make sure the pipes are large enough to take on this growth that's going to be coming our way in our marketplace. So to me, those are great achievements over the last year. The other part of our industry that a lot of work happened last year was post the ION cyber incident, which was all the discussion of last year's BOKE, as you recall. You know, we did a lot of work in an after action report to make sure that we're prepared for the next incident that may happen. So our industry is much more plugged in to a lot of the industry and public sector organizations that are thinking about this, making sure that we are developing best practices in that area. And I think there'll be lots of news to come about how we now take those principles and put them into action in the coming year.
I understand. So any advice for first-time BOKE attendees?
You know, it's an amazing first download our app. So the FIA has an app that tells you basically everything you need to know. But there are tons of events happening down there from the opening reception on Sunday night all the way through. The program is amazing. I mean, we have Ken Griffin from Citadel speaking. One of the amazing panels I am very much looking forward to and I helped to create was one on sports and markets. So this is our version of Moneyball, where how sports are learning from finance. And we have four executives from major league sports teams from around the world. We have somebody from F1, from Major League Baseball, from the NHL, from the Florida Panthers, Doug Sifu, who's in our industry, and somebody from America's Cup Sailing organization. So those four individuals are going to be talking about how market analytics and how they try to improve their sport, their player development, all those things using a lot of the things that we use in finance today. So Don Wilson is moderating that panel. I'm very excited to sit in on that. And I think it's just going to be very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to highlight the way that things we do in the marketplace here touch so many other corners of society and what we do. Well, hey, listen, Walt, I'm really looking forward to this year's BOKE, and I hope you can stay on your feet. I know it's an exhausting week for you, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Sean, you're the best. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, that's it for now. But don't worry. We're going to be bringing you more episodes throughout the week. So follow this feed for more interviews and insights from Boca. And if you want to keep up on all the latest news from the clear derivatives industry, not just from here in Boca, but throughout the entire year, follow the link in the show notes to sign up for the daily FIA Smart Brief newsletter.